USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House is still reviewing U.S. foreign policy relating to Cuba following this weekend's mass protests. Psaki adding the protests over the weekend were the largest we've seen in a long time. This is USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.